This is KGNU 88.5 FM Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Up next, the Opera Box.
Support comes from Nude Foods Market, Boulder's full-service, zero-waste grocery store located at 3233 Walnut Street, offering produce, scratch-made prepared meals and cleaning products, and more, all in reusable, returnable packaging. Store hours and delivery info at nudefoodsmarket.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next hour. Tonight's program is dedicated entirely to the 1971 opera by Lee Hoiby, Summer and Smoke, based on a play by the same name by Tennessee Williams, and which Williams himself suggested that Hoiby turn into an opera. First, a little about Lee Henry Hoiby, who was born in Madison, Wisconsin, almost 100 years ago, and who was the most famous for his operas and art songs, many of which were premiered by soprano Leontine Price. Of all his teachers, perhaps the most influential was composer Giancarlo Menotti, with whom he studied at Curtis. And you can hear echoes of Menotti's style in tonight's two-act opera, written in 1971 with libretto by the playwright Lanford Wilson. Here's the story. Summer and Smoke is set in Glorious Hill, Mississippi, from the turn of the century through about 1916, and centers on one Alma Winemiller, a highly strung, unmarried minister's daughter, and the spiritual, sexual romance that nearly blossoms between her and John Buchanan, a wild, undisciplined young doctor who grew up next door. She, ineffably refined, identifies with the Gothic cathedral, reaching up to something beyond attainment. Her name, as Williams makes clear throughout the play, means soul in Spanish, whereas Buchanan, doctor and sensualist, defies her with the soulless anatomy chart. By the end, however, Buchanan and Alma have traded places philosophically. She has been transformed beyond modesty. She throws herself at him, saying, "Now I have changed my mind," or the girl who said no, "She doesn't exist anymore. She died last summer, suffocated in smoke from something on fire inside her." But John has changed. He's engaged to settle down with a respectable younger girl, and as he tries to convince Alma that what they had between them was indeed a spiritual bond, she realizes in any event that it is too late. In the final scene, Alma accosts a young traveling salesman at dusk in the town park, and as the curtain falls, she follows him to enjoy the after-dark entertainment at Moon Lake Casino, where she had resisted Buchanan's attempt to seduce her the previous summer. Until 2011, there was no recording of this wonderful opera when the Manhattan School of Music decided to revive Hoiby's work for three performances with the composer in attendance. We will listen to one of those performances tonight. Let's begin now with the opening prologue of Act One and our introduction to our two main characters, Alma and John, first as children playing in the town park and then as adults. Summer and Smoke by Lee Hoiby.
Thank you. but it's all run away, so you can't read it.
Then how do you know?
You have to read it with your fingers. It gave me the shivers when I found out what her name was.
Why don't you just tell me and save me the trouble?
No, I won't. Go on. Read it. Doesn't it give you the shivers?
No.
Well, it did me.
That's because you're a preacher's daughter. What's eternity?
It's something that goes on and on and on. When life and death and time and everything is finished.
There's no such thing.
Where people's souls live. Take this handkerchief.
What's that for?
Because you need it.
I do not. There. Is my face clean enough to suit you now?
It's beautiful.
What?
I said, it's beautiful.
Well then, let's kiss each other. Try it.
Intending to stay here.
I won't be late. I promised Roger I'd wait till after the concert.
I suppose you've noticed who's by the fountain.
Shh,
hadn't you better wait on a different bench?
This is where Roger will meet me.
Mother, we run along then. This is the way.
I want to stay for the fireworks display.
Evidently not.
Roger and I will stop at the store and bring you some ice cream.
Strawberry, Alma. Chocolate strawberry mixed. Not vanilla.
Yes, Mother. Vanilla.
No, I said not if you dare to break one sin.
Tells me. A
which can be so alarming.
Yes.
That you come running in panic at 2 in the morning.
Yes. Sometimes as late as that.
Temporarily.
Yes.
I think, Miss Alma, your situation is more serious than to require a little temporary reassurance.
What?
I do.
What? Why? More serious?
Miss Alma, what I think you have is something that sounds lovely.
A doppelganger.
You have a doppelganger, and that doppelganger is irritated.
Oh, my goodness! An irritated doppelganger! It doesn't sound lovely at all.
Don't be upset.
And how did you arrive at this diagnosis? But you've been teasing me.
No one would tease a nightingale.
You used to call me that in school.
Was I so terribly cruel?
I must not detain you.
You think I don't like you? Don't you know that I do?
Thank you.
Soprano Anna Wiemeister was Alma. Baritone Nikolai Stromer was John. We heard the Manhattan School of Music Opera Theater, conducted by Stephen Osgood. The opening to Act One of Summer and Smoke by Lee Hoiby. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. Let's continue now with the end of Act One, as Alma's and John's relationship heats up when they're on a date at the Moon Lake Casino. John suggests that they take a room there and becomes amorous. Alma, who at this point still considers herself a good girl, tears herself away and rushes off. Alma, the minister's daughter, is now back at the rectory, and she muses on her future while John, still at the casino, is very drunk as he makes a pass at the willing Rosa Gonzalez. We'll hear the Manhattan School of Music Opera Theater, conducted by Stephen Osgood, the end of Act One of Summer and Smoke by Lee Hoiby.
Yes, yes, Miss Alma, you'll get through the summer. The days will get warmer until they get cooler. One day will come after.
That's rare. The last time we spoke, you said we'd go home. tablet, never more than two at a time.
What did you say?
I said I'll call for you Saturday night.
At 8 o'clock.
Is that all right?
Oh.
Time for the cockfight to begin.
Then we're certainly not going in. I thought such things were illegal.
This is the Moon Lane Casino, where anything goes.
And you come here frequently?
I'd say continually. I certainly am. Why should I stay here? I thought I might go down to Mexico or South America. The senoritas are courtier among women. And lays in the sun.
Indulging your senses.
Well, Miss Alma, one uses his senses to get what he can of satisfaction.
No, John, self-satisfaction.
What other kind is there?
Have you ever been to or seen a picture of a Gothic cathedral?
Yes, I suppose I have.
Oh, everything reaches home, straining for something out of the reach of human fingers. Those glorious windows.
better. But some of us are looking at the stars.
Mr. Oscar Wilde.
Oh. Nevertheless, it's still true. Some of us are looking at the stars.
With gloves on.
Bring the heart.
Sometime, I'd like to show you a chart of the human anatomy. Maybe you can show me where that beautiful soul is located. There are rooms above in the casino.
Thank you.
The Manhattan School of Music Opera Theater was conducted by Stephen Osgood. We heard the voices of soprano Anna Wiemeister as Alma and baritone Nikolai Stromer as John for the end of Act One of Summer and Smoke by Lee Hoiby. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. More of Summer and Smoke after this.
Support comes from Our Gallery and Wine Bar, located at 2027 Broadway, a block from the Pearl Street Mall in downtown Boulder, presenting a wine bar along with an array of exhibits featuring Colorado artists. Open most days until 9 p.m. More information can be found at ourgallery.art.
Let's turn now to the conclusion of Lee Hoiby's 1971 opera Summer and Smoke, based on the play of the same name by Tennessee Williams. Alma realizes that she has made a big mistake in rebuffing John's attentions now that John is engaged to be married to Nellie. Alma and John have flipped over the course of the opera. Once the flirt and womanizer, John now wants to settle down with the good girl, Nellie. And once a good girl, Alma, she now throws herself at John in one last attempt at love. The finale of Summer and Smoke, the end of Act Two, by Lee Hoiby.
You say nothing.
Miss Alma, what can I say?
Prescription. It's lovely. It hurts my
she has a name. It's engraved on the base, but it's all worn away, so you have to read it with your fingers. Yes. E-T-E-R.
Eternity?
Eternity. Yes. Doesn't it give you the shivers?
No. Well, it did me.
Did you say something?
Oh. I said, the water is cool.
Yes. Yes, it sure is. It's nice and cool.
It's always cool.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, even in summer, it comes from deep underground.
Well, that's what makes it cool.
There are many artesian springs in Glory's Hill.
I didn't know.
Are you a stranger in town?
Tonight is my first night in town. Tomorrow I'll move on to Jefferson. I'm a traveling salesman.
A salesman who travels. The life of a salesman is interesting, but lonely.
You're right about that. Hotel bedrooms are lonely.
All rooms are lonely where there is only
one person. Can't make you lonely, Mr. Kramer. Your first night in Glory's Hill.
I'll call a taxi.
Baritone Brian Wahlstrom was the stranger, soprano Audion Farmer was Nellie, baritone Nikolai Stromer was John, and soprano Anna Wiemeister was Alma. We heard the Manhattan School of Music Opera Theater, conducted by Stephen Osgood, performing the conclusion of Summer and Smoke, the 1971 opera by Lee Hoiby. Well, that's it for me, Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed another Opera Box and will join us every Monday right here on KGNU from 7 to 8. Stay tuned for more of our Classical Music Monday with A Classic Monday coming up next.
Letting go of a car you love is difficult, but knowing it will support a cause you believe in makes it much easier. If you have a vehicle that you no longer need, donated to KGNU by calling 1-844-KGNU-CAR. That's 1-844-546-8227. And thank you.
And you're listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver, where support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland, presenting Americana Rock Band's 10th Mountain Division and Kind-Hearted Strangers, Saturday, March 11th. Ticket information and more at thecariboutroom.com. It's 8 o'clock, and our classical music lineup continues with A Classic Monday. And you're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU Community Radio. My name is Iris Berkeley. I'm here with you for the next 2 hours with classical music old and new across the entire